Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Marion County has a unique resource that few communities have. Let's go in-depth with Mary Robertson with the Pella Community Art Center. Mary, what happens at the Pella Art Center? Art, right?
Art, very much so. Creativity. We're very blessed in Pella to have a great school system that has fantastic artists and musicians and all of that, and athletics. And so we spill over into the art center with that love of art, and we allow the kids to really explore the supplies, the space, the tools. So basically we're putting all those crazy thoughts that are going on in kids' heads and adults' heads all day, and we allow them to use those thoughts to create art to take home and enjoy and give away and that kind of thing. So,
well, and as I look around, I see paint and ceramics and thread and fabric and bows and artworks on the wall, all kinds of supplies, it looks like. This is just, I mean, the potential here is to grab a tool and some objects and just
very
explore.
Much so. Oh, very much so. It's interesting. We are part of the city of Pella, you know, kind of a hidden treasure that we have. And so, of course, you know, being part of a city, our budget is little, and we like to make it stretch as much as possible. So probably 75% of what you're seeing in here in the Art Center is donated supplies. It allows us to do what we do because the supplies are donated. So I was actually working before you got here to put away some of those fantastic, you know, supplies that we have gotten in the last couple of days, and it's phenomenal. We are very lucky in this town to have people who donate to us in that way, so we can reuse those things and not have them go to the garbage.
If somebody passes away, or if you just have something at home you're no longer painting, just
Exactly. You're downsizing, you're moving, you've worked on something that you thought, oh my gosh, I love this, and you get all the supplies for it, and you make one, whatever it is, and then you're like, yeah, no, that's not for me. We love all of that stuff. I always tell people when they ask, well, what do you need? And I always tell them, well, we like things that are not good enough to keep, but not bad enough to throw away, you know. So I was just looking through some of the projects. Some of the kids had finished from this last semester, and they had taken records and like a toilet paper roll and puff balls or pom-poms. And oh gosh, we had an empty spool of thread and some paper and I don't know what else. And they had turned all of that into a habitat for one of their stuffed animals. So it was unbelievable that they had made such a great creation out of those odd items. And so it's giving them a new life, the items in a new life. And it's showing the kids that, and I hate this saying, thinking out of the box. They can think out of the box. So they can take those ideas and look at those supplies and go, oh, you know what I'm going to make? I'm going to make a habitat for my little Polly Pocket. And they're ecstatic about it. They're just so pleased with how they can reverse engineer, basically, is what I call it. So they've got this idea in their head, and then they're looking at it and taking it apart in their head to see, what all do I need to make that? How can I make that with what I have in front of me? So it helps them, you know, think better in school. You know, you can think about abstract ideas better with just a little bit of art in your life. So we allow them to think in different directions. And so I think that's one thing that I feel is very important about what we do here at the Art Center. It was founded on recycle, reuse, reduce, you know, and we've just taken it to a couple of different levels.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Mary Robertson with the Pella Community Art Center.
And you've got kids' classes.
Yes.
What kinds of classes?
Our mainstay during the school year are what we call after-school art. And it's more than just after-school art. So Monday and Tuesday, the kids get here about 3:30 until 5. And then Wednesday, because the public school at least has early out every Wednesday, we're here from 2 until 5. And then we also have a homeschool class on Wednesdays, and then an art with me, which is little dudes. So before school has started kind of age group. And you sign up for a semester. You can sign up for one day, or you can sign up for every single day. I have a couple kids who come every single day of the week, or, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. They can't get enough art. And they ride the bus. Bus drop-off is right outside our building. They come in, and, you know, we get them all settled, name tags, paint shirts, all that stuff. They put their gear away in, you know, our coat closet, so to speak, and then we create. So it is a fantastic, you know, program that we can do for kids during the school year. And then we also do specialty classes. So the easiest ones to talk about first are the summer classes. Every year, about April, we come up with, and we have a list that comes out of all the classes that we're going to be offering during the summer. Those are typically, there it's a little bit different. It's project specific. So it could be a couple hours here, or if it's like clay, it's usually a two-day class, or sometimes we hold like an art camp, and that's like 3 or 4 days for several hours, and they work on several different projects that are a little bit more time consuming, and so they need like a repeat day. So we work it out where it's an art camp, we call it. And then during the school year, we have specialty classes as well. Sometimes they're in the evening. Sometimes they're on days when there's no school because of school conferences, that kind of thing. Or this year we're even doing an art camp during spring break. And it'll be kind of like the one that I was just talking about, over 4 days, and we'll do several projects, and it's a little bit longer. And so that's, you know, those are some of the different classes. And they're not just for kids. So it might say from ages 7 up. And so if you see a class and you're like, oh my goodness, I would really love to come to that class, but it says it's for 7-year-olds. And I'm like, come anyway, sign up. We don't care. We love having all age ranges come to our classes. I did a class several years ago, and I called it Fluffy Stuff. And we took old sweaters and t-shirts and things like that, and we made hats out of them, and we made stuffed animals out of them, and cuffs and scarves and whatever we could come up with. And I had a wide range of students that came to that. You know, I think the youngest was probably about 8 or 9, and the oldest was an adult. So over 18. I stopped counting after 18.
Okay.
So, you know, we're not picky on those classes, you know, as far as if you think you're too old for it, you're not. You're never too old for art.
And you've got adult art classes too.
Yep. Yep, we very much so. That's something that it's kind of been a quiet thing that we kind of started just to see how it would work out. And we did paintings for a while. You know, paintings, those wine and canvas classes are so popular. And so we've done like snacks and canvases or just canvas art in general for adults. And then we decided, oh gosh, we could do reads with adults. We could do, you know, other paintings with adults. We could do bookbinding with adults. We could, you know, do sewing 101, you know, with anyone. I think we go 16 and up for the adult classes. And it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's I did a ceramics class with a group of ladies before Thanksgiving, and we had so much fun just being out of our normal workspace and just being allowed to be creative again and play and, you know, explore the tools that we had. I pulled out the different things to make different patterns on the clay, and oh my gosh, the lights in their eyes, they were like, we can use all that. And it's like, of course you can use all of that. Let's go for it. You know, if you make a mistake, we'll just start back from zero again. No big deal. It's only clay, you know? So it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Mary Robertson with the Pella Community Art Center.
Well, and art center parties, that sounds like fun too.
Yes. They are offered year-round, and we do a lot of birthday parties for kids. That is what we started off with. And then when we saw how much fun the kids were having, we were like, well, we can have the kids have all the fun, so it's for all ages as well. So we have a couple of different kinds of art parties. We can do a craft party. And a craft party would be like making a wreath, you know, having the kids all come in and make a wreath, or the adults make a wreath. I did a sewing class with, I think they were turning 8 not too long ago, and we made sleeping bags for their American Girl dolls and their stuffed animals. Wowza, that was fun. We made lemurs 1 year out of a record and some paper and, you know, googly eyes and stuff like that. That was a lot of fun. Or we could do the other kind of art party is like a ceramic party. Ceramic, painting, or tie-dye, which is has a little bit more involved with them, but still a lot of fun. So, and the parties last about 2 hours. We build in the time for, the project usually takes about an hour and a half. And then we give about a half an hour at the end for the party part. So if the kids are going to do gifts or cupcakes or, you know, things like that, that gives them a little bit of time to let me catch anybody up if they're behind. And it allows the kids to still celebrate their birthday that way. And I think what the parents have told me the most is that they get to take something home with them, and the mess is not at their house. Tie-dye is a big one for that. They're like, there is no way I would do tie-dye at my house. I'm like, that's why we do it here, because we have we've got it down to a science, and the mess stays here and it doesn't go home with you. You know, you get to take home that finished project, and when you're done with the party, you're done. We've already done the cleanup. You know, you don't have to try to vacuum glitter out of your carpet for years, and there's no weird tie-dye colors all over your house. It's, you know, left here typically on me, but it's a lot of fun.
You know, it's sort of interesting. I'm listening to you. I'm thinking, we just assume that every kid is an artist. But then when we start thinking about adults, we sort of identify as an artist or not an artist.
Exactly.
Why do we do that? And we want to break. You want to break down that barrier, I presume.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, there's so much research out there that says that art is good for your whole being, and it doesn't just mean like art in the traditional sense, but in, you know, music of all flavors and theater and all of the arts help you look at life differently and to think, to open your mind to other possibilities. And I think that's the thing that excites me most about just the wide range of people that come through here. And, you know, we hear all the time, oh, I'm not an artist, I can't do that. And it's like, but it's not necessarily about making a Picasso. It's about expressing yourself and about just enjoying the process, you know, allowing your brain to just take a deep breath and not think about all the stresses that we have in the world. For kids too, you know, we need some time. Life is hard, you know, we got to make it pretty somehow. And if it's, I'm not going to say glitter, if it's a little bit of glitter, it makes the world better, but glitter is not the answer to all. But if it's some hot glue and some ribbon and, you know, a toilet paper roll and it makes you happy, it makes me happy. So it's a good, life is good when you can relax a little bit and not think about all the craziness out there. It makes me happy when I'll see somebody out. I just saw some kids out at Walmart the other day, and they were like, Miss Mary, oh my gosh, how are you doing? I had so much fun. Guess what I'm doing for my mom and dad for Christmas? I've got some art supplies. I'm going to make something. And I'm like, that's exactly what I want to hear. You know, they're taking it home, and it's making them happy that they can share their art with other people.
Thanks to Mary Robertson for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com, on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.